guys. I don't know what Dr. Pack is talking about. I'm really shy. I don't talk that much. That's not funny. That wasn't a joke. So last year, I spoke a couple times, I'd say, and Sean would always tell me that I can't come up here and tell jokes. Sean is gone. So I'm here, and I'm going to tell you guys a joke. Eli, where's Eli Nething? He helped me out with this joke. Okay, ready? What did the beach say to the sand? Nothing, it just waved. Thank you. No, I'm joking. So as Dr. Pack said, I'm Maddie. I'm from Las Vegas. A lot of people call me Cookie. That is a nickname. It's a long story. Please come ask me later. I'm an English major who kind of said all of my stuff. So I'm the funniest person you'll ever meet. And let's just get into it. So I want you guys to all just think to yourselves for a second. When doubt starts to creep in your mind and you're like just having all this serious doubt, what happens with your faith and trust in God? A while ago I was having God time, and that was a question that kind of hit me, and I was like, yeah, what does happen? Because I was getting really stressed, like all this anxiety was coming up, and I was like, well, what happens now? Like, I'm having all this stress, what's supposed to happen to me? And do I still trust God? And this kind of led me to James 1. And it says, consider it great joy, brothers and sisters, when you experience great trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And it kind of made me think, we're not going to maybe go through trials. It's not going to be like, oh, maybe today I'm going to have a bad day, maybe tomorrow. Like, we will have trials. We will have times where you're feeling this doubt. But what happens in those moments is what is most important. What you do with that doubt and how you let it affect your life is the most important. I kind of thought of it, there's a lot of athletes here, so I kind of thought of it like in football, right, since it's football season right now. If you're a defense, you're not just going to let the offense come through. You're going to do your best to get in front of them, tackle them, get them down, right? That is what the devil is doing us. He does not want us to get there to get a touchdown. He doesn't want us to get there. So he's throwing things in our path to cause us to stumble. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to try and go around him? Are you just going to be like, well, I guess that's it. Like, I quit. He wins. The Lord has a plan for your life. He is like the coach who draws up all these things and he's like, really? He draws up this whole plan for your life. And in Psalms, it's 139. It talks about how he has encircled us and he has literally put his hands on us. He is always has himself just right here. Like right now, he's just all around me. He's all around each of you. And he knows us better than anyone knows us. I mean, I would say DR and I, since I've come here, we got really close. And he knows so much about me. He is probably one of the staff members I talk to the most about, like, things that happen in my head. But even God knows him better than me. Like, I talk a lot. So even God knows me better than DR, Burks. Like, everybody, like, God knows me better than these people, which is insane to think. And he has this beautiful plan set out for my life, and I have to trust it, no matter how much doubt comes into my life. And I always think it's important to practice what you preach. So I just wanted to tell you guys a few stories about how I try to live this out. So here's the first one. This is when I did not live it out. Okay, so in high school, I had a friend, and he had a heart attack outside of my classroom and passed away. And after that happened, I just started having like extreme panic attacks and freaking out all the time because it kind of hit me like I can't hold on to the people I love. There's nothing I can do to make someone else stay. If the Lord says it's their time, there's nothing I can do. And I was really freaking out about this because, I mean, I was what, 16 at the time. He was 16, and it was at school. Like, he had a heart attack. I never knew what was wrong. So it was like the scariest moment. And I started having panic attacks. Like, every day I would shut down. I couldn't breathe, and I would like fall to the floor, kind of like in this position, and I would cry because I just like didn't know what else to do. And one day I was at Bible study, and they were like, you need a life verse. Like, it's very important. You have a verse you can fall back on when you need it. And the verse I chose was the song when I was on TikTok, of course. And it was Jeremiah 33:3. And they said, that's God's phone number. And I was like, I want to call him. Like, I have a lot to tell that guy. So I looked up this verse, and this verse says, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and comprehensive things that you do not yet know. And at this time, I still kind of do this, but like, I prayed his words back to him. Like, your words and your Bible said, you never come back at me. So I'm calling on you right now. Come and do something, tell me something that I do not yet know. I need you to come speak to me, because I can't do it. And I'm not saying like the next day was like a 180 and I was like, fine. But from that day, people started coming into my life and they're noticing, like, I'm pretty happy. I think my resting face is a smile. So even if I'm sad, I'm probably gonna cry like this. You can ask Jay and Emma. I kind of look like this all the time. So, like, people don't really know when I'm feeling sad. It's kind of hard to tell. It's not me. But, like, it's kind of hard to tell. So people didn't know. And then one day, my school was like, hey, I've noticed that when you try and go back into this classroom where the event happened, you start to freak out, you can't breathe. Like, I'm going to put you in therapy. And I was like, oh, okay. And then my mom started to notice, and she was like, hey, like, let's start hanging out. Let's do something. Let's not make peace in your room. Let's go out. Let's do something. She called my church. Very small church. They would really be like, Maddie did this today. So that's why she called my mom. But whatever. They called my church and she was like, Maddie needs help with this. So they had events where they would come and just hang out with me. And I was like, oh, I feel so loved because like the Lord sees you in your hurt. Like, that is so hard to trust, but that's my point. He sees you in your hurt. Even the smallest little things, he sees that you need help. Kind of leads me to my next story. I was like, I was not maybe going to come back this year. And I was like, oh, this is really, I don't know what to do. I was so stressed. I was like, I had just run for choir president, and Adeline, my VP, we played together before, and I was like, if this isn't God's will, then I won't get it. Like, it's fine. And then we got it. And I go home, and I felt fine. And then over summer, I was like, you know, like, I don't know what to do. I feel like the Lord's telling me not to go there. And I was at camp, and they called me, and they're like, hey, we're actually going to repossess your car. I was like, ooh, that's crazy. I love Bertha. You guys don't know Bertha. She's a white Kia Soul. She's really cute. I love her. And I've had her since I was like 16. I was like, this is my favorite car. Like, what do you mean you're going to take my car back? They're like, no, oh, she's like, thanks. Yeah. And I just start like freaking out. And I was like, no. I'm going to take this last capital. I'm not going to doubt the Lord. Because you don't know, I drive to school in Las Vegas. It's like, wow, nothing crazy. Just some, where are my Vegas peeps at? I forgot to say, where are my Vegas people? Yes! Guys, I've done that 4 times. They never say anything. But yeah, I drive here. So I really need my car. That's like an important thing. I can't really get here with my car. So I was like, oh man, like, what do you mean you're taking my car back? And I just sat down and I prayed and I was like, Lord, your will be done. Like, if you don't want me to go back to school, I guess I'm not going back to school. I'll figure it out. Go to UNLV. I don't know. And when they called back, they're like, actually, you just need to get your air conditioning checked. I was like, oh, okay. Then I take it in, they give me my car back. And I was like, so that wasn't a funny call. Never call me again. And they gave me my car back. And then everything else that I was so stressed about coming back for lined up. Like, Adeline and the choir council and DR, they were so helpful. And I'm an RA this year. Steve was so helpful. And Sierra. And everything just was working out. And my advisor, Dr. Hardy, like, everyone was just being so helpful. And I was like, okay, like, if the Lord didn't want me to go, then he would close that door. He's done it before where he's like, she's not going there. He literally said it in my face. So, and like, those are two big scenarios where it's like, I really had to have faith because like, college is my future. If I don't go to college, then how am I going to get a degree if I don't come back here, you know? Or anxiety, like, that's a really big thing. I have to trust God and close that doubt out. But even with the small things, like, God doesn't, He wants us to come talk to Him. That is so important to Him. He wants a relationship with us. He wants you to be able to say, like, the little things. Like, the way that I talk to my best friends is the way that I talk to God. Which sounds crazy, but literally I could tell you yesterday when we got our binkies, I literally was so excited because it's pink. And if you can't tell, I love pink. Like, even my Bible's pink. It's my favorite color. Like, all my notes are in pink. I love that color. So when I got the pink, I was like, God, this is so cute. Like, what? And when I was doing my chapel talk and I was writing it out, I was trying to find this verse, and it's highlighted. Guess the color. Smart. Give them their degree. They're done. Yeah, like, it was literally, like, I was so excited. I told him, like, he's my best friend. And I remember I was at church camp, and I was like, this lady was giving out hats, and she was only giving it to the students from GCU. And I was like, can I have a hat? And she was like, no. So I didn't get told no. I was very excited about that. It has a pink little cross, guys. It was really cute. And I was like, I really want this hat. Like, what the heck, man? So then I talked to God, and I was like, God, I really want the hat. Like, I don't know what you can do, but I really want this hat. Like, it has a pink cross on it. You saw it. Like, you helped me make it. I want the hat. And I was just like, but, you know, your will be done. And I went on. I, like, went to go get my girls, who were literally a year younger than me, by the way. It was really weird. But they were really funny. And I went to go get them, and I was like, okay, girls, let's go about our day. And then I prayed again, because a lady was giving them out with this, lost her water bottle. You lost your water bottle? Girl, I'm going to find it. And I did, eventually. But I was like, I'm going to find this water bottle. And I was like, Lord, it'd be so cool if I found the bottle and gave it back to her and she gave me a hat. Yeah. So I was like, I'm just going to go about my day. And then this little doubt seed started creeping in, and I was like, that's a stupid prayer. God doesn't care. Why would you pray? There's better things to do. People are, like, you know that TikTok, it's like, I lost my earring. And she's like, people are dying. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's how I felt. I was like, you're right. Like, that was such a stupid prayer. And then I stopped and I was like, no, let me take this thought captive. Like, the Lord wants me to talk to him. If he didn't, then he wouldn't give me a voice. This is his fault that I talk too much. You want to blame someone, blame him. I didn't ask for this. So I was like, that's a dumb thought. And I was like, no, he wants me to talk to him. I'm going to keep doing it. And I was like, Lord, if you don't want me to get the hat, then I won't. But if you do, then I will. And I go to practice, and I was playing. Those girls were really good at volleyball. They were hooking me. I was like, tired. They had me tired. I was like, all right, I'm done. I go to the side, and one of the coaches goes, hey, you know Kelly? And I was like, yeah, I know Kelly. Why? She's like, this volleyball. I found a volleyball. Can you give it to her? And I think I literally lunged in my, like, I dabbed, like, I did, like, if you ask, we're celebration singers, whenever I get a song right, I literally, like, hit the, like, super excited, you know, and I did that, and I was like, thank you, and I took it back, and I texted Kelly, and I was like, I got your water bottle, and she was like, come back to the building, I have a gift, and guys, I brought my hat today, because I got the hat, yes. And, like, that's a small thing, but, like, I doubted, and I chose to trust him, and I got that. Like, you know what I mean? He cares so much about me, so much. And, like, if you guys didn't hear another word I said today, I need you guys to just, like, listen to me really quickly for 2 seconds. He cares so much about you. When you have doubt in him, choose to have faith. That's what he wants you to do. When you're feeling doubt, choose to have faith. Take that thought captive, give it to God, because he wants to hear about it. Literally, you know? So let's just close out in prayer. Lord, I thank you so much just for allowing me to have the voice you've given me and just to speak to these people today. I'm giving you the words for it, Lord. I want to pray that as they're feeling doubt in their lives, that you're just coming and enclosing them, Lord. You're just giving them hugs and just surrounding them with people that can speak life into them and speak your truth into them, Lord. Your word is just so important, and in your word you tell us that you will come to us. You want us to speak to you. So, Lord, I pray that every person in this room today just can tell you every thought, every doubt, every exciting thought, every sad thought, everything, Lord, that they can just come to you with it and have faith in whatever you do. Lord, we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.